The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Check 1, 2.
Ready to go.
This is Dubai 92's Big Breakfast. How you feeling? Great.
It's Friday, yeah. It's Saturday, Sunday. What?
What?
No, now I'm singing it like Jono. It's Friday again. Those are the lyrics. Yeah, it is. Hope you're doing well. How was yesterday for you? Give us a shout. You're with Nats and Joey through to 10 o'clock on this beautiful morning.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nats.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Soundtracking your Friday morning. You're with Nats and Joey on The Big Breakfast. Here with you until 10. Jono's going to be back with us at long last on Monday. How were you faring yesterday? The roads were so crazy busy. I got stuck for like 2 hours trying to go and see my dad. And you know what's ridiculous? I'm a prize Muppet. I do the traffic twice an hour for 4 hours a day. So I know all the hotspots and I knew exactly what the situation was yesterday. But for some reason, around about 2 p.m., I thought things would get better and I took to Shakeside Road. And my advice to you is, if they haven't sorted out what's going on the southbound journey on Shakeside Road near Almanara, don't go there today. 2 hours.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, no, me neither. Once I pulled out onto Shakeside Road, because Google Maps told me to, so I decided to believe the AI, right? The personal assistant or whatever it is.
I didn't do that, no.
The technology that lied to me and said, the coast is clear. It was not clear. And then trying to get off Shakeside Road to another road took me like an hour. And by the time I got to him, he was like, all right, so lunch is done, but let's have dinner.
Yeah. I took Beach Road. Oh, actually, El Wasl Road, which was heavy. It was, I mean, everyone was on that road.
Both those roads were very, very busy.
It was better than being on Shakeside Road, so it was a risk I was willing to take.
We will definitely keep you posted on how things are faring on the roads today, but let us know, how was yesterday for you? Anything to share? We are here with you until 10, and our WhatsApp number and telephone number are the same. It's 04-871-5533. Today is Humorous Day, so we have to be very funny before 10 a.m.
That's difficult.
No pressure.
I'm not Jono. I can't.
Really?
It's not my forte.
It's not mine either. That's why we need the Jonomeister to be back here on Monday. But it is Humorous Day. It's not about actually being funny. It's about trying to look at the bright side of life or trying to find the sense of humor and everything. The lighter side to things that might be happening. Just try to be humorous about it and not stress out too much. And that is definitely the energy that we need going into the weekend, I reckon.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
And if you're celebrating a birthday today, you share that with Kate Hudson, who's 45, and Hayden Christensen, who's 43. He's off of Star Wars.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And Maria Sharapova, you probably know who she is. Famous tennis player.
Famous grunt.
Of course, you would know her. 37 today. So happy birthday to you if you're celebrating.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
A beautiful Friday morning across the Emirates. It's Dubai 92 and this right here is The Big Breakfast. You're with Nats and Joey. It is time to kickstart your morning with a Kickstarter quiz. And because you did so well, Joey, a couple of days ago, and by that I mean you tanked, I thought we'd do another round of which came first.
Oh, sounds fair.
I do. I think it is fair. You know why? Really, because even if you don't do well, you learn something. So it's like,
I'm not here to learn. I'm here to win.
Wow.
That's
you
my
should
mentality.
Get that on a t-shirt.
So,
Nike should hire you. My goodness. You ready?
Yeah.
Which came first, Sudoku or the crossword puzzle?
Great. Oh, Sudoku.
Sudoku came first? Yeah? You're convinced?
I'm convinced.
What made you say that?
Because there's a painting from a German artist back in 1700s, maybe before that.
Right.
He had a Sudoku, Sudoku-like painting in the background of an angel and other stuff in the painting.
Yeah.
So I think Sudoku is older than crossword.
And you're wrong.
Okay.
And probably what he had in the background was a crossword puzzle, because the first crossword puzzle appeared in 1913 and the first modern game of Sudoku was published in 1979. I thought it was a lot later than that, but hey. Contact lenses or the escalator?
Contact lenses.
And you are right.
Okay, good.
I'm not even going to faff
Finally.
About. Yeah, contact lenses made entirely of glass were invented in 1897. 4 years later, the escalator debuted. Matches or lighters?
Oh, matches, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going with matches?
Yeah, it just makes sense. Okay.
It would make sense. It would, but it's not right. The first lighter was invented in 1823. 3 years later, matches showed up in 1826.
So we went back instead of just moving forward.
Well, No, because
so primitive. I mean,
It's primitive. You don't need gas with them. What if your lighter runs out? I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
I didn't invent it, but you're wrong, and therefore you did not win today's Kickstarter quiz. And I can tell you, you're a little bit salty for this Friday morning, so whatever it is I need to order for you, whether it's
sleep,
a cup of coffee or something, me neither, but you don't see me ruining your day.
No, I didn't ruin your day. Come on. Did I ruin your day?
Not yet.
Okay,
but
good.
If you keep up with this little grunting, then it might transpire. We're here with you until 10. We're going to take a look at your roads, and hopefully I'll get Joey a cup of Joe and he'll start smiling again.
Fine.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Off the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack, it's the Cardigans with Love Fool. It's Dubai 92, The Big Breakfast with Nats and Joey. John is going to be back with us on Monday. A big shout out to Chris, who's just texted through and said that Remram exit roundabout to Hesse Street is still underwater. Al Khail at Hesse Street is blocked in both directions. The 311 at Hesse Street looks clear. And Hesse Street itself continues to be a lovely drive, like it has been for the last couple of days. So enjoy that while it lasts, because let's be honest, rest of the year, that's not going to be the case.
So, if you see
anything else on our roads, give us a shout if you can, if it's safe to do so, like Chris just did. I hope you have a good one, Chris. Thanks for that.
It's time for to move the spotlight to me.
Yeah, as always. And you know what? I like when we do that with something that we did in Joe at this time yesterday. And you've really been taking names this week.
Oh, really?
Not the first part of the sentence, because, you know, I like to work in radio and keep my job. But you have been doing that, kicking and taking names.
Okay, great. Great. Well, I have a good one today. A website that will help you with job hunting. Now, there's a lot of these, but this one's AI generated and it's really good.
Am I getting fired?
No, but because according to a study, people are more likely to leave their job 3 months after their annual leave. Or in our case, the long Eid break that we had.
Right, okay.
So, if you are planning to do so, you can go to a website called hireflow.net.
Now, hireflow.net.
Now, what this website does is you upload your resume and it gives you comments and suggestions on what you need to add and what you need to remove and how good or bad is your resume.
My resume is so old. I've been here this long that it was basically done in hieroglyphs. I etched it out in stone. So if I tried to feed that into ChatGPT or AI of any kind, it would be like, you're too old to get another job. You don't have any other experience except this one.
No, I don't think it would do that.
In that accent, it would say it, yeah.
It does that, and it also generates cover letters. So what you do is you also upload your resume, you also copy-paste the job description and the title of the role that you're applying for, and it also generates a cover letter for that job.
I mean, I think it's genius. I wouldn't even know how to put together a resume again.
Exactly.
It's been so long, you know? So what's it called? Hireflow.net.
Hireflow.net. Try it out.
So hire lower. Hireflow.net. That's what it is. Or to hire me, like H-I-R-E.
No, H-I-R-E. No, yeah. Hireflow. Yeah, yeah, hire you. .net. Hireflow.net.
And you could start your cover letter with, dear
cover
person
letter.
Who's going to hire me. You know, like already personalize the introduction.
That worked with me
20 years ago.
20 years ago. Now it's a bit different.
Yeah.
A bit formal now,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, it's more formal now?
You can't be
as personable?
No, you can't.
Or can you use some Gen Z slang? Like, I'm so lit, you want to give me a job, yo?
I don't think the boss is going to be a Gen Zer.
Well, it's a good job that I've got this one for now. Long may it continue.
Silent Joe.
He's always there, but you never see or hear him.
He's like a dreadlocked ninja.
Blending into the shadows.
Watching.
Waiting.
Three things you need to know.
On Dubai 92.
The Burj Al Arab has been crowned the most Instagrammable hotel in the world with a staggering total of 2.5 million hashtag posts over the years. So beautiful and iconic. Atlantis took silver medal, featuring on over 670,000 posts across Instagram. It's a huge difference between 2.5 million and 670,000.
Yeah.
Still not too shabby.
I don't
that
think
one
I have
and two
a picture.
Of the Burj Al Arab.
No, the Atlantis. I haven't taken a picture with the Atlantis to palm. Maybe
what?
I should do that.
You've been here for a couple of years.
I know,
yeah,
it just never occurred to me.
Yeah, make that 670,000 and one. Okay. If you're a foodie, then what better way to start your weekend than by checking out Dubai's Etisalat Beach Canteen, which is back from today, all part of Dubai Food Festival, where you're going to find over 50 food trucks across different areas such as street food walk, beach barbecue, and Tasty Quarter. I want to go to all of these. They've got workshops, wellness and exercise classes, lots of entertainment for people of all ages, cooking demonstrations from some of our city's top chefs. And what's even better is that it's completely free and you will find it right behind Sunset Mall. Now, sad news for any Henry Cavill fans, because him and his girlfriend Natalie Viscuso have just announced that they are expecting their first child together. And Joey, did you know that Superman was first published this week back in 1938?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I love Superman.
So, you know, sort of like happy birthday to the creation of Superman and boo, but yay for Henry Cavill.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat. A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's the catchy latest one from Ariana Grande. Wait for Your Love on Dubai 92. Your Friday morning, Nat and Joey with you on The Big Breakfast. John is going to be back with us on Monday. What a few days we've had. And if you, by any chance, have a car that got flooded over the last few days in the epic storm of storms, then this is what you need to do before you even try to even get it to function again. You go on the Dubai Police app and request a digital certificate. You can also request a certificate for a lost license plate if that did transpire over the last few days. But please make sure that you don't restart your engine, because you are going to damage it, and then the damage is going to be done.
Yeah, the whole transmission, everything in there is going to get damaged and flooded.
What you want to try to do is ventilate your car by opening the windows and the doors and letting the sunlight dry your vehicle out, right? And then you want to call a mechanic after you dry it out. And then finally, you want to check with your insurance company about the damages caused by the weather, by force majeure.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed for you that you'll be able to get it sorted. But the first thing that you want to do is dry it out, just ventilate it, get the certificate on the Dubai Police app, and don't try to restart it.
Yeah, hopefully the insurance company covers most of it, because I've seen videos about explaining what they will cover, most of them, and what they won't. I think one of them is if you've intentionally try to drive into the water.
Yeah.
You try to get to the other side and flood the engine, then they will not cover that.
Yeah, that's on you. But if it was parked outside your house and, you know, or in a, you know, in your parking basement and that kind of stuff, then that's completely out of your control. So fingers crossed you'll get that sorted, and good luck with that. It can't be easy, I'm sure. I know somebody whose car is still submerged in one of the northern Emirates, and only the roof of the car is showing so far. So it's completely done for. But, you know, hopefully once that dries out.
Soon.
It'll be salvageable. Yeah, it is actually very much so. The roads are better. We'll definitely keep you up to date on that. But we just thought we'd give you a little bit of help if you were like, yeah, what do I do with my car? Don't start it. That's the first thing that you need to take into your day.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat. A Dubai 92 podcast.
I'm not even close to tiring of that song. In fact, I think I love it even more every single day. It's Noah Kahan with Stick Season on Dubai 92. It's The Big Breakfast with Nats and Joey. If you're wondering where Jono is, he's enjoying just a couple of extra days off, and he's going to be back with us on Monday morning. Are You Smarter is going to be on the way in about 10 to 15 minutes. So if you feel like outsmarting me today, text the word smarter to our WhatsApp number for your chance to go off to Cirque du Soleil Cristal. But Joey's got something controversial which came out of nowhere, out of left field today. I don't even know what's in your coffee. What did you say to me a few minutes ago?
So here's what's happening. Now, if you're a teacher or a parent, even if you're at home or driving, do give us a shout, 0487155333, if you've experienced something like this before. Because on one hand, you're like, this doesn't make any sense, it's not fair. And on the other hand, you're like, oh, I see where they're coming from. So here's the deal. Primary schools are urging parents not to send their kids, if they're not toilet trained,
to school.
Yes. So stop sending them in diapers.
So we're talking primary school, that's like age 4 or 5 onwards.
Yeah, because according to studies, they say that a kid usually is potty trained, you know, by the age of 4 or 5 or something like that. So you shouldn't be sending your kids in diapers, because I feel like, now I know it's not fair. It sounds that it's not fair.
Yeah, because it takes some people longer than others. You know, it takes some kids longer than others to be potty trained, right? So like, I mean, what's the cap?
I feel like for them, I see where they're coming from. It's a bit difficult for them to deal with it, I think, as teachers or the school in general, to deal with something like that, I guess.
Well, they deal with it in kindergarten and in nurseries. So you're saying they're like more equipped maybe, or they just have more staff in that kind of situation?
Probably.
And just one teacher for a whole room of kids. And then if some of them aren't potty trained in primary school, it causes a kerfuffle or something?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's why they're urging them to do that. But I've never heard something happening here.
No, never. So basically, they sent out a circular to parents saying, if your kid isn't potty trained, don't send them to school. They're not eligible to enroll in school until they are.
That's what
like
they're
saying. It's a prerequisite before they even make it to the, hey, you know, day one of primary school. How do you feel about this? It's early doors for this, Joey. I'm not going to lie to you. 04-871-5533 on WhatsApp. Do you think this is fair? As a teacher, maybe you have a different perspective. As a parent, a completely different one as well. Share your thoughts with us. I'm really curious here on this one.
So I know our parents are very eager to send their kids to school. Just want to have time to themselves, or they have to go to work.
Yeah.
But again, if they're not potty trained, what do you do then? Do you wait? Do you train them before sending them to school?
Well, I've never had to potty train anyone, and it was hard enough trying to do it for myself. So, you know, I don't know really. The jury is out on this one. I'm going to be Switzerland here because I think it's just best.
Yeah. Do let us know. 04-871-5533.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat. A Dubai 92 podcast.
So I'm married to a teacher. And she's. We were in a similar situation where our daughter had to go FS1. She was refusing to be potty trained. At the end, it happened just before school. But I believe there's a law. It's about, so, and my wife expressed the same concern. So I think that's the biggest thing. They do enforce it, yeah, and the schools request people to please make sure your kids are potty trained before you send them to school. There are probably special cases around, but it is present here, and they try and enforce it.
Yeah, because if kids get to a certain age, then it just becomes a little bit more complicated with regards to, you know, teachers having to help them out. That's what you're saying. So there's a law in place for that.
Oh, I did not know.
Correct, yes.
That's new to
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
I
that
like
is.
It.
Well, thank you for enlightening us.
Like I mean, the K-8 thing. So,
yeah, over here as well.
Yes, with KHDA, it's a requirement from KHDA that your kid has to be potty trained before it goes to school.
Okay, well,
obviously, nurseries and kindergartens are different because they take kids from a smaller age, so they change diapers, and they actually have people in the school that does it for the kids.
Yeah.
That are trained for it, exactly.
Yeah, in primary school, it's a completely different kettle of fish. Thank you so much for having a chat with us today, Heinz. You've definitely shed some light on the situation. Appreciate it. And we just got a text message from Anonymous, not a parent, saying 100% agree kids should be out of nappies by 3 unless they have a bit of difficulty with regards to the potty training. It is a parent's responsibility, not a teacher's, to potty train. Never mind change nappies of a 4 or 5-year-old. So the consensus is that, and Heinz has shed some light on the situation. And wow, you definitely brought like food for thought today.
I had
to
no
the
idea
table,
this was
Joey.
A thing here. That's why I just brought it up. Maybe it was. Maybe, I mean, a lot of people have something to say about it.
And I did not know that, but I am today years old and I've learned something.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat. A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92 is The Big Breakfast. Nat's and Joey with you. Jono's going to be back with us on Monday, which means that I'm the one who's going to be put through the Are You Smarter paces.
Are you smarter than Jono and Nat?
Chances are you are. And taking me to task today is Eva, who's in the car with Phoebe, who's her sister, who's 7. Eva, you're 11. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good, good. So I hear that you and Phoebe are crazy about science. That's your favorite subject.
Yes.
Are you going to be asking me something science related?
No.
What are you going to? What kind of subject are you going to be asking me today?
I'm going to be asking you something about Greece.
About Greece?
Yes.
The country Greece. Okay,
yeah.
Are you Greek?
No, I'm from South Africa.
Okay, all right. What is it that you're going to ask me about the country Greece?
In the Greek alphabet, what position is the letter theta?
Theta? I'm going to go with 6?
No!
No. Oh, no! Alpha, beta, theta. It's 3, isn't it?
No, it's 8.
It's 8! I wasn't even close. I wasn't even close. That was a great question. Oh, I should have known that. Alpha, beta, theta. I don't even know what I'm saying this morning. That was so fantastic. Well, I didn't even tell you, you know, when I said hi to you and how you doing today, that basically what you've just done is won 4 tickets to go and watch Cirque du Soleil, Crystal. This is taking place at Etihad Arena. It is a phenomenal show. Have you ever been to any Cirque du Soleil show?
No, never.
Oh, you're in for a treat. Honestly, this is going to be spectacular. I'm sure that you and the family are going to love it. Have fun and enjoy the rest of your Friday. And thank you for that. You made me smile today. I'm such a Muppet. Deep down, I knew it was 8. Yeah, like six?
Of course you did.
I got confused with Arabic. Tissa. Yeah. No, tissa is eight in Arabic, is it? Sitta. Sitta is six. Oh my goodness. You know what? I'm just going to go back home and let Joey do the rest of the show.
Congratulations, Eva.
Well done, Eva. You're an absolute star.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92 with Green Day and the song that they used at Jono's university commencement speech ceremony, apparently. I'm glad he graduated. Until I see the certificate, I won't believe it. But you know what I will believe is that Taylor Swift has finally dropped her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. It is exactly what I'm going to be listening to this weekend. And we have found the first single from it for you, featuring Post Malone. Have a listen to this. We're basically going to sprinkle little bits of her new album throughout the show, but just a little teaser right now for you.
And for a fortnight there, we were forever running to you. Sometimes ask about whoever, now you're in my backyard. Turn into
instantly Taylor Swift right there. It's called Fortnight, you might have guessed it.
And it's with Posty.
Yeah, it's with Posty, who says he's going to be dropping a country music album, and I cannot wait for that. I'm about all things country. I really am. So every now and again, we'll get a shout on our WhatsApp in a sort of Dear Abby-styled letter going, hey, Jono and Nat, Joey, can you guys help me out? And they like to remain anonymous. So for the purpose of this, we're going to call him Fred. And he said, basically, I need your help because a friend has recently asked to borrow a significant amount of money from me. And let's say it's over, well over 3,000 dirhams. He's going through a tough time financially due to some unexpected medical bills. However, I'm surprised he asked me because we're honestly not that close. I don't know him that well. So I'm left with a bit of a conundrum. On one hand, I empathize with the situation and I want to support him. But on the other, I'm kind of hesitant to lend him the money because I'm worried it could ruin our friendship. So, Fred, on one hand, you're like, we're not that close. But then you're saying that you're worried about ruining a friendship with somebody that you're not that close with. He also says he's promised to pay me back, but I don't know if he's even good for that sort of thing. What should I do? Joey?
Okay, first of all, I think I know where he's coming from when he said, I am worried that he might ruin the friendship, even if they're not close. But you do have those friends
right,
that you enjoy spending time with. And when it comes to that point when they ask for money,
right,
you're like, if I give it to them, then we're going to lose that friendship because then I'm going to start asking for it. They're going to start acting weird in front of me. So I get where he's getting at. But if you're already hesitant, don't lend them the money.
Then go with your gut.
Go with your gut. Because...
But then you see the moral conundrum is that he's asked for money because he's in a bit of a bind with regards to some kind of medical situation. You know, he had medical bills and so it's left him in debt and he needs to borrow a little bit of money, right? This is the advice that my dad shared with me when I was a lot younger. So Fred, who isn't Fred, I'm going to share this advice with you and hopefully it'll help. My dad said, if somebody asks you for money and you're in a position to lend it to them, and in your head, tell yourself that that money is gone, that you've spent it, and you're not going to be badgering them to ask for it back, then do so. But if you're not in a position to lend them that money, and you're going to find yourself at an impasse where you're like, hey, buddy, you said you were going to, you know, return it after 2 weeks or 2 months, and you still haven't done it, I really need it. And it's basically going to take from your livelihood, you're not in a position to lend it, then don't. So do not be the kind of person who goes, here's the money, but then, you know, ruin the friendship. You've just got to let it go, like in Frozen. Let it go, let it go. And if it comes back to you, great. But if it doesn't, it doesn't. And you've accepted that, right? If you're not in a position to be able to think like that, then don't lend him the money.
So you think he shouldn't?
See, if you're in a position, Fred, you haven't stated, you in a position to part with that cash and help your friend out without really stressing about it, then do so. But if that, you know, over 3,000 dirhams, it's going to really weigh on you financially, it's going to cause you some stress, and then you think it is going to put unnecessary pressure on your friendship, then don't. But maybe try to help him out a little bit and say, hey, this is all I can do, and I hope you find the rest of it somewhere else. I don't know. This is my opinion. Are you the kind of person that lends money and then you're like, hey, when are you going to give it back to
me?
When are you gonna... Otherwise, don't do it.
No, I don't. Either I lend the money and I forget about it.
Yeah.
Or, but to be honest, like deep down, you're still expecting that money to come back to you, even though you're in that mentality of, you know what, I'm just going to give it to him and I'm not going to worry about it.
Yes.
But deep down,
hypothetically, you want yes, it back. You are. Of course, you want it back. But like I subscribe to what my father told me. If I'm not in a position to do it, then I don't do it because I do not want it stressing me out or ruining the friendship or weighing on me. If I'm in a position to do it, then I've just got to let it go and accept that it's probably not going to come back my way. You know, if you're hesitant, if you're like, I don't know if this person's good for it, but you're in a position to help them out and you just want to be kind to somebody else and, you know, get them out of a bind, then just do it. Pay it forward and, you know, an abundance of it will come back
to you. I mean,
it
is for medical bills and it's a significant amount of money. You said
it is,
way over 3,000 euros.
Yeah,
so that's
a lot
of money.
It is. It's a lot of money. So if you want to help Fred, who isn't Fred, out, let us know. 04-871-5533 on WhatsApp, or you can give us a call. What do you think? What should Fred, who's not Fred, do?
Yeah, should he lend money or just, you know, just avoid that and keep their friendship for a long time?
Well, you know what, though? If somebody comes to you and say, hey, I'm in a bind. I had these unexpected bills. I'm really in a sticky situation. And they know that you can and you don't. Isn't that going to put pressure on the friendship as well? It's a slippery slope, isn't it?
What kind of friendship is that?
I don't know. I don't have those kind of friendships. I don't have those kind of friendships, fortunately. I'm grateful for that. You know?
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Dubai 92. It's The Big Breakfast. Nat's and Joey here with you. Jono's going to be back with us on Monday. How excited am I on a scale of 1 to excited? 15. Not just about Jono being back on The Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. Monday morning, but that Taylor Swift finally released her new album, Tortured Poet Department, and I cannot get enough of it already. And I've heard a minute and 7 seconds so far, because 30 seconds earlier, and now we're going to play you another little bit of the title track to her new album. Have a listen. Yeah, you're not Dylan Thomas, and she is not Patti Smith. I love it. I love her turn of phrase, her cadence. Every song on Taylor Swift's albums are usually like a short story, you know, like a little, like a short film that you might be watching or reading a short story. Yeah. She's really a very talented singer-songwriter. So that might be a new album that you want to get stuck into this weekend. And you should watch her documentary, Miss Americana. It's on Netflix. It's phenomenal.
Let's skip to something that I'm hoping you don't do, because I hate it when I do it, and I hope you don't do it as well. Do you do double goodbyes? You know what double goodbyes are?
Like bye-bye-bye-bye-bye on the phone?
No. Something completely different. So let's say you pick up a friend, you drop them off somewhere.
Okay.
And then they pop their head into the window and they say, okay, goodbye, thank you for the lift. And you're like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah.
Then you drive around.
Like
and
then
do
you a U-turn and
U-turn
I've got to pass them again.
And then you pass them again. Yeah. You either wave.
Yeah.
Or, you know, honk your horn, or then just bring down the window and say goodbye yet again and then leave.
100%.
That second goodbye is really unnecessary.
Why is it unnecessary? If they're standing out there waiting for you to do the U-turn and still wave bye at you, driving past them without doing what you just said, opening the window and saying bye again, is rude. Also, maybe you've had a wonderful time together, whoever this individual is. Could be a loved one, a relative, your best friend, your partner, right? And you drop them off, and it's just sort of like a nicer way of affirming that you enjoyed their company. At least that's how I am. If they've gone back inside, then there's no double goodbye. But for example, my family doesn't live here anymore, right? So whenever I go and say bye to them, they'll walk me out to the gate, they'll wait for me, you know, to do the U-turn, we'll say bye. When I get into the car, I wave bye again, I do the U-turn, I open the window, I'm like, bye, bye, safe flight, bye. And then I'll still call them the next day when they're at the airport about to take off. So it's like a quadruple goodbye.
That is so unnecessary. Like, you've already did the first goodbye. Why do another one? It
makes
no
difference. More. Less is more. That should be the title of my autobiography. Our boss always says, cut to the chase. Maybe I should do so when I'm saying bye to people as well.
Exactly. And if I do a U-turn and then pass them again, I just act like I don't see them, or like I'm focusing on the road, or just anything else except for doing another goodbye.
Well, it's good to know that once I say bye to you, I should just turn around and go into the building and forget you even existed.
It's done.
Yeah?
We're done. We're goodbye now. Off to our lives.
Okay, what about this? You've had an amazing time with your best friend, right? You've gone out. You've had just an incredible meal. You've hung out. You've had the best day ever. Do you later message and say thanks for the best day ever? Or is that just a girl thing? Like, I don't know.
That's so awkward.
Why? What? Okay, you and Rita, like, you know, don't live together, right? You hang out. Do you later thank her for an awesome date or say, oh, that was wonderful, like sleep good or something like that? Like, that's different, I guess.
That's different,
you're romantically involved or something.
I go with my buds and then we finish whatever we're doing. I'll be like, okay, bye guys. That was fun. That's it.
See?
We don't text each other afterwards. That's so weird that you text
me. No, my friends and I, we do that. If we've had an amazing time together, later we'll just say, by the way, got home safely. Thanks for a great night, girls. See you next week, that kind of thing. You know, you got a group of friends and we just like to sort of champion our time together. It's a girl
so
thing.
Clingy.
Is it a girl thing? Is it
so
clingy?
Clingy.
You just, well, it's a good job that you and I are never going to date in this lifetime.
Already have a girlfriend. So
yeah.
Just saying.
Thank goodness. Poor Rita. That's all I can say.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Everything but the girl on Dubai 92. You and Nat's enjoy on The Big Breakfast. A quick update on the metro situation. Dubai Metro Green Line is working from Etisalat to the creek, but on the following stops, it is not. It's closed there. So you can't get out at Bania Square, Gold Souk, Abu Bakr al-Siddiqui, and Salah al-Din. And there's no stop from Green Line on the interchange at Union as well. However, Union Station is open for the Red Line. So keep that in mind.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Dubai 92. It's The Big Breakfast on your Friday. Here with you until 10. Joey, have you ever had Lucky Charms?
Oh yeah, I love that cereal.
Right? The marshmallows in there. Always fighting with whoever's in the house to get to most of the marshmallows and leave the cardboard-like cereal for everybody else that lives with you.
I'm that guy.
You're the guy who steals the marshmallows?
Yes. I only eat the marshmallows and I leave the rest of the cereal.
Well, I've got great news for you and whoever lives with you, who is unfortunate enough to live with you if they like Lucky Charms. You can buy a 3-pound bag of the dehydrated marshmallows from a Lucky Charms cereal box, just the marshmallows, for about 90 dirhams online, and then just shovel them all into your mouth without having to bother to go fish, and then touch the rest of the cereal that you're leaving for the rest of your household.
Oh, I use a spoon.
Oh, how very nice and hygienic of you. It's like, see, here is the shreds of our cereal, but all the good stuff I've eaten.
I just pour it into a bowl and then just pick out the marshmallows and then pour it back into the box.
How do people like you exist? I've learned so much about you this week. I just thought you were Mr. Nice Guy, and none of this is true. Anyway, if you'd like to have heaven on earth in cereal form by eating all the marshmallows from a Lucky Charm box without upsetting anybody in your life, just hop online on Amazon, do yourself a solid, buy yourself a bag of the marshmallows, and thank me later.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Nats and Joey here with you on The Big Breakfast with Jono joining us back again from his extended holiday on Monday morning. He went to Ireland, then he came back to Dubai, and he's just been sort of enjoying some R&R. And I have an amazing travel idea for the next time that you go on vacation, Joey. I heard about this online, that some woman has been doing this for about 20 years, and I think it's genius, and I'm going to take it on board. Basically, what you want to do is mail postcards to yourself from wherever you travel. It's a very old school way of remembering where you've been and what you've been up to, but I really love it. So she went on social media, and she says that basically what she does is she picks up postcards at tourist spots and tourist cities, and then she'll mail them to herself with a little note about something that she did that day or week. So it's kind of like having a journal entry, but with a really cool postcard, and then you can just put it in a postcard box and be like, oh yeah, when I went to Vienna, I did this. I ate, you know, Sacre Torte, and I did the Sound of Music tour,
who
or whatever
wants to
it
do
is.
That?
I want to do that.
Who wants? Have you heard of the internet and the cloud?
Yeah.
You take pictures.
Yeah, but I can't write on the pictures.
Yes, you can. There's something called captions. Do that.
Yeah, I know, but you put it on like Instagram is basically my idea of that. I don't post selfies and that kind of stuff. I take pictures of pretty things that I've seen on holiday, and then I remember where I've been and what I've seen. But I really like the idea of just kind of picking up postcards like I used to and mail them to my family and tell them, you know, wish you were here, weather is lovely, or weather is here and wish you were lovely. Depends on what you feel like
why
writing on
would
the back
you
of a postcard.
Like, why would you like to waste time during your trip to mail yourself a postcard?
Because it's not wasting time. We used to do it before. Now we just send a WhatsApp picture of us at a monument and going, I'm here thinking of you, right? So it saves time and money. I see what you're saying.
Exactly.
But postcards are still being sold, which means, much like me, people embrace the nostalgia and the way of communicating from yesteryear. But why not do that for yourself, is what I'm saying. instead of just sending a postcard to a loved one, while you're at it, just add an extra one and mail it to yourself. And then you'll forget. And later you'll be like, ooh, somebody thought about me. And you realize it was you. And that's nice.
It's no longer the 90s. We're in 2024.
And I'm embracing
postcards.
AI. I told you, 2024, postcards. 2020 more. Yeah, but postcards. I mean, I understand that in 2024 you realized and found out what a stamp was used for. That's what you stick on a postcard, by the way, to mail it to someone.
By the way, yes. Imagine you in a country, okay? And yeah. Then you plan out, okay, guys, let's go and have dinner at this place. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? On our way, mm-hmm. let's go to wherever you go to mail stuff.
It's called a post office.
Post office.
Or you don't even have to go to a post office. You just buy stamps and you stick them in a mailbox, like
or
in a post
mailbox.
Box.
Yeah, yeah. Just to stick a postcard to
I
send it.
I think anybody who knows me wouldn't have issues with that. And also, I don't need a whole brigade to go with me to mail a postcard.
Just saying.
Like, I can do that by myself. I can wake up
time.
Early and just go.
You have to look for a mailbox in another country if they still have those.
They do in London. I haven't noticed them anywhere else. I was just in Thailand and I don't think I saw anywhere to mail a
Worst idea ever. Worst idea ever. I don't like it.
You know what? From 6 a.m. this morning, you have been raining on my sunlight, and I cannot wait for Dubai 92's version of sunshine to come in here and add a little bit of spruce to the energy in the studio. When's Jono back?
I'm just saying. It's
Bring
very
Jono funny. Back.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Dubai 92. I could not be happier that a ray of sunshine has entered the studio. Sheena, hello, welcome.
Good morning, but there is no sunshine in this little ray right now, let me tell you.
Oh, man. He's been salty McTavish for 4 hours. I was really counting on you.
Sorry. There is no sunshine coming from me today, let me tell you.
Let's call Jono. I miss Jono. That's what's happening. Jono's going to be back
he's
on Monday morning.
Vacation.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, how
that
you
must
doing?
Be nice.
What's going on? What rained on your parade or your cornflakes, as
son.
It were? What did Kai
My
do this time?
Son. No, honestly, I think all the parents can relate to this right now, okay? While I do believe it was the right decision to keep the schools closed until the schools are all cleaned up and safe and all of that. Oh my goodness, I cannot wait for Monday. I really hope and pray that everything is going to be sorted out because these kids need to go back to school. It has been 1 month that my child has not been in school. 1 month. And I have help at home and I'm going crazy, so I can't imagine.
Well, it's because for the 3 weeks where you knew he wasn't going to be in school, you had plans in place. And then this extra week got sprung upon you. So it bamboozled you a little bit. I feel like it's flummoxed the vibe because you're like, what do I do with this child? He's climbing the walls. You're climbing the walls. It's not like you can go out and about because really it's so much traffic that you should stay home.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into my car this week at all. Not once. I haven't even turned it on to check if it works, to be honest.
Yeah, because you walk to work,
yes.
Right? You're fortunate enough to be able to do that.
Yes.
So at least you're moving about like that. I think what you need to do is just let Kai run around in the garden and get his energy out and he'll be less of a energetic little love.
He
at
is
home.
Pushing boundaries left, right, and center. I don't even know if I can tell you what he did this morning that made me livid.
It's because he's a Capricorn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
He's only four.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He's four, but he is cheeky.
Well, let me tell you, you could have asked my mom what I was like when I was a child. I was a proper pest. A proper pest, if ever there was one. Bless her.
Did you pee in the garbage bin next to the toilet?
I'm not gonna admit or deny whether I did do that. Maybe it wasn't next to the toilet. Maybe it belonged to my brother, and maybe I was getting back at him for something.
Okay. But, well, either way, did you go ha 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 once you did it?
I so did. Oh. But my goodness, did I get grounded?
Nah.
And let me tell you, I never did it again.
Yeah. Well, maybe I need to learn from your mom's discipline techniques.
I'm assuring you that it was not good.
Okay.
I wouldn't encourage it, and I love Kai too much to tell you how she decided to discipline me.
Anyway, the good news is for me, I am here at work right now and away from all of it, so hopefully the next 3 hours of music is just going to help me woosah.
Well, you definitely are, because we've got the smooth, dulcet tones of our favorite southern musicians on the way. Teddy Swims.
Oh, yeah.
That's who you're starting your show
okay.
with, and you know that. And,
yes.
And so that's bound to put you in the chilled out mood.
Yes.
Taylor Swift dropped a new album today.
Yes, and I haven't listened to it yet. Have you heard any of it?
About 37 seconds and then another 7 seconds.
Okay, well, we'll have to listen to that throughout
the
day too.
All 44 seconds were great.
Happy weekend, everyone.
Yeah. You shush now. You're in the naughty chair.
Dubai 92.